Have you ever considered a robot being your future coworker? Hello everyone, and welcome to the Talking Tech Podcast, where we cover the inside scoop on the world of technology. I'm your host, Abe Packy, and today I will be breaking down a pressing topic in the world of technological automation. Will artificial intelligence take your job, and what can be done about it? As a high school student, I cashiered at a local grocery store. Sometimes a customer would pose the question, "Are you at all worried about robots taking over your job?" I usually shrugged the question off because I didn't think it was possible, and even if it was, I wasn't planning on working this job for much longer. Fast forward to today, AI has raised concerns over job displacement because of its exponential growth throughout the years. AI has gone from simple algorithms to being capable of completing difficult cognitive tasks even better than humans.
What?
Experts are considering AI to be the driving factor of the fourth industrial revolution because of how dramatically this technology is changing the landscape of the economy and workforce. From automobiles to investing, AI is already outperforming humans in various complex fields. Self-driving cars are safer than human-driven ones, AI can read x-rays more efficiently and accurately than doctors, and in finance, AI algorithms are making top hedge funds billions of dollars. AI is special. It combines human-level creativity with computer-level intelligence and efficiency. The result is a perfect employee. With AI outcompeting humans in the labor market, is all hope lost for the average person to find a job? Well, the answer is no, but it's not that simple. In the future, AI will actually open up many jobs, particularly in the fields of tech and AI development. Gaining the skills to work those jobs will be the bigger issue. Most employees that AI replaces will be unskilled, entry-level workers who don't have the expertise to work in tech fields. The solution is a revamped education system that prepares the unemployed for an AI-dominated world. The blue-collared students of this system will undergo the proper training to be competitive in the job market. Their knowledge of AI coding languages will be synonymous with their ABCs. In addition, the government could implement policies like income redistribution, which would be a welfare program for people whose jobs are replaced by AI. To fund this, taxes could be placed on the revenues of companies that implement AI technologies. These policies would help mitigate the income inequalities caused by AI. Yeah! AI's capabilities are strong and only increasing. Your job may not be as safe as you think it is, but there are solutions. As long as the right policies are applied and the education system is reformed, we can turn AI into a powerful tool for the economy. The question remains, how will businesses respond to the imposed taxes? We will tackle that next time. Thank you for listening to Talking Tech.